Chapter 6. Life at the Holiday House. The second day at the house was the same as the first. It had all the seasons and the same celebrations. There were holidays every day at the Holiday House. Harvey didn't think about the world outside the wall of fog. He was happy. One day, Harvey decided to go to the lake with his ship. It was a hot day, but the water was cold. The ship moved quickly across the water. Suddenly, a big fish with strange eyes appeared. Harvey tried to pull the ship, but he fell in the water. He tried to swim, but it was impossible. Harvey was very frightened, and he kicked his legs. Finally, he got out of the water, but the ship disappeared in the lake.
Is the lake haunted?
Harvey thought.
I must discover the truth.
One evening, Rictus came to Harvey's room.
Are you having fun here?
He asked.
Yes, it's great,
answered Harvey.
Do you want to have more fun?
Rictus asked.
You can frighten Wendell for Halloween.
How?
Said Harvey.
I've got a vampire's mask, but it isn't very frightening.
You don't need a mask,
said Rictus.
Come up to the roof in 5 minutes. There's a door at the top of the stairs.
Okay,
said Harvey. Harvey went upstairs. The door to the roof was open, and Rictus was outside.
Are you afraid to fly?
He asked.
No, I flew to the United States last year,
said Harvey.
But it's difficult to remember that life.
Not in a plane,
laughed Rictus.
Then how?
Harvey asked.
You'll see,
said Rictus. Rictus touched Harvey's face. His hands were cold.
What are you doing?
Asked Harvey.
I'm transforming you into a vampire,
Rictus said.
You must look very frightening. You must have long teeth and white skin. Your eyes must shine in the dark. And you must have long vampire's ears.
Then Rictus touched Harvey's neck.
Now you've got fur on your neck,
he said.
And we mustn't forget your wings.
Harvey felt very strange. He looked at his arms and was very surprised.
I've got bat's wings and bat's hands,
he said.
This is incredible, Rictus.
You're a perfect vampire now,
Rictus said.
You must try your wings. Real vampires can fly. Come, Harvey.
They walked to the front of the roof. Wendell was in the garden below. He looked small because the roof was very high.
There's your friend,
said Rictus.
Now fly down to him.
Can I fly?
Asked Harvey.
Maybe my wings won't work.
You must jump off the roof,
said Rictus.
The wind will help you. I'll push you. Are you ready?
Rictus pushed Harvey off the roof, but there wasn't any wind. He fell towards the ground. He shouted in terror.
Ah! Ah!